What is the force that Hank's life did not encounter? Gregory was a white, middle-class, college-educated man from the Northeast. His childhood was emotionally difficult, and he grew up angry, manipulative, and bitter. He was incapable of forming relationships, and his violent temper and argumentative nature kept people at a distance. This further increased Gregory's disdain for life and for other people. But he did not stop to ask what role he played in his experiences. When, at last, his temper and his disagreeable disposition caused the woman he was living with to leave, Gregory fell into a deep anguish, not only because of his loss, but also because he recognized in this latest event the repetition of a long-standing pattern in which he found himself, in each instance, suffering from rejection. He determined to confront both his pain and his pattern. He made arrangements to live in solitude while he searched within himself for the deepest causes of his painful life. When he emerged, weeks later, both his perceptions and his values had changed. He had begun to soften, and slowly, his old mannerisms dropped away. Over the following years, he developed a more sensitive way of being with people. His cynicism gave way to an emerging joy. His anger melted, and other people became central to his life. He is a productive person now, and he draws his strength from the contribution that he makes to his fellows. These changes did not come easily to Gregory. His transition from an angry, manipulative, disdainful person to a more caring and considerate person was a journey through pain that required much courage. Yet, by committing himself to that journey, he changed his life. From the point of view of Gregory's consciousness, the uniform flow of Gregory's life was altered significantly by his determination to confront his pain, and was altered further by his determination to cultivate his new perceptions. The force that altered the uniform motion of Gregory's life was his decision to enter into his life consciously. Without this decision, Gregory's life would have continued, as did Hank's, on the unconscious course that his karma and his responses to the situations that it generated would have created for him.